Hello and welcome back to r/niche interests. Please ignore the background sounds. I'm currently laying in a field that's next to a quarry. My hand's bleeding because I cut it on some barbed wire, but you know, inshallah I don't get tetanus. Yeah, so I kind of forgot about this podcast episode and then I realized I needed to do an intro. So here I am. I thought I'd just go over some things I've been thinking about recently.
Okay, the wind made the rest of the intro inaudible, so I switched to this II with an Australian accent. Basically, I was talking about how the main reason we don't eat dogs is not the ethics of it, but instead the lack of profitability. Dogs, unlike cows or sheep, eat meat, and they're small, so farming them would create a negative meat output. It is not morality that stops us, but capitalism. Anyway, back to the episode with my wonderful guest pal, he's Spanish, and my ex-co-worker. We talk about work, music, and probably other things that I can't remember right now. BTW, the audio is very quiet for some reason, so you will need to turn up the volume. Enjoy.
Welcome to episode, I think, 5, this will be, of the podcast, r/niche interests. Today, I have a very special guest, all the way from Spain.
Whoa!
At his pow!
Yay!
Yeah, so he's visiting. So I dragged him here to do a podcast episode.
Let's go.
About.
Oh, yeah. I had a few topics in mind.
Yeah.
So I was thinking we could talk about labor in the entertainment industry.
Mm-hmm.
We could also talk about the relationship of art and capitalism and capital in general. And yeah, I mean, I can talk about like what I do, which is just sound and sound design.
Yeah, in fact, I mean, yeah, we'll start off with that because you can like introduce yourself.
So I'm a sound technician. I'm also a musician, but yeah, the musician thing is not making as much money as the sound technician thing. So I'm a sound technician, professionally speaking. And yeah, basically, you know, everybody knows more or less what a sound tech does. But yeah, the thing that interests me most, like sound design, like because like the relationship of like the, like when you watch a film or something or a series or whatever, or even like play a video game or play a fucking game on your phone. Can I swear?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Cool. Okay. Yeah. That'd be hilarious. Anyway, and yeah, just like the relationship of like how different something is once the music is there, once the sound design is there, or even the relationship of like the sounds themselves, because like when you hear like an action film or something, when you hear like bones break and stuff like that, it's really just like someone breaking vegetables on a
yeah, they're not actually breaking the bones.
Yeah, I know, yeah, but it's super cool, like once you like you don't think about it, but once you like I think it's interesting for people
when you realize that, like, you know what to
exactly
look out for.
Or just like the way, you know, music affects you, like if you watch like any film scene, someone asked this to me the other day, like, oh, like, you know, how much do you think the music is important in like a film?
Very.
Yeah,
like you can change the whole mood of the scene by like changing the music.
Yeah, exactly, like that's a thing. And you can like, yeah, and also if you've ever seen like a film without the music, it's just shit. Like, yeah, it's super boring. Like
boring,
like yeah, the people, the actors can be really good and this and
that,
but yeah, it totally like totally changes the whole vibe. And it's really like what gives the emotion to the scenes and all that.
Yeah, very
and cool. In general, like how music affects us, right?
I mean, you know, that's why they have the Oscar category for like best, I don't know, soundtrack or whatever.
Yeah,
best sound design.
They probably have the best sound design as well.
Yeah.
I don't even know. Oscars, woohoo.
Yeah, the nominations came out recently. I mean, You don't know. Yeah, yeah, we can talk about it.
How controversial is it, though?
No, I mean, I don't think so. Okay, maybe it's a bit controversial.
We're going to get cancelled.
Basically, so everyone, when it first came out, like the nominations, like a week ago, maybe, people on Twitter were getting so mad that Barbie wasn't nominated. Well, no, what's her name? Margot Robbie.
Yeah, the Margot Robbie.
Margot Robbie wasn't nominated for Best Actress, and Greta Gerwig wasn't nominated for Best Director. But then Ryan Gosling was nominated for Best Supporting Actor. So people were like, oh, like, that's what the whole movie's point is. Like, the men get
more praise. Yeah.
But then what I think they don't realise is that, like, I mean, Ryan Gosling getting nominated doesn't have anything to do with Margot Robbie not getting nominated.
Yeah.
Margot Robbie not getting nominated is to do with the other people that were nominated for Best Actress.
Yeah, that's like, the thing.
What's her name? I think Lily Gladstone.
Yeah, the one of Killers of the Flower Moon. Which is an amazing
film.
Like,
she was fucking good. Like, all these other people.
Yeah,
because
it's
so
still
good.
Women. Cause,
yeah,
like,
it's
the thing is that she hasn't
women.
Been in the, yeah, like, in the women. I mean, honestly, like, the whole thing, like, the whole thing about the Oscars and the Grammys and all this shit, like, aren't we all over this now?
Yeah.
Because, like, who cares, honestly? Yeah. Like, okay, they win, they do a big thing, you know, they, I mean, it's a big, like, it's a big faff, and it's a big, basically, like, rich people just telling each other, oh, you did
so
good.
Yeah, just giving them
Yeah,
prizes.
And then they, like, I love that, what's the name of that guy? I mean, he's probably super cancelled as well, which, fair enough, because he's pretty transphobic.
Who?
Ricky Gervais.
Oh.
Yeah, he's been pretty... But, like, I love that, like, in the Golden Globes and that, like, he calls out all their shit, and he's, like, that video, that super famous video, that he's like, guys, like, stop talking about this, like, because it's entertainment. Yeah. Like, okay, like, yeah, it's important, like, obviously, like, I think it's important and that, but, like, at the end of the day, like, when they're
like
not doing, like, anything, like, you're making a film, and even if the film, like, Killers of the Flower Moon, for example, I think it's, an amazing film. Yeah, and the topic and everything, like, it's super important. And it brings awareness to stuff. But, you know, there's actually people actually doing stuff out there in the real world.
Yeah,
like,
true.
Like, there's actual activists, like, you know, like, fighting for shit.
Yeah.
Not just making a film about it and be like, oh, yeah, like... And also, if you're making a film in Hollywood, you've got, like, a fucking, like, however billion dollar budget.
Yeah.
Like, okay, bro, like... Who cares? Honestly, and the people care about this is so...
Anyway, back onto topic.
Yeah.
What was the first one that we wanted to talk about?
So we were talking about sound design, I think.
Yeah, and then
I was...
Labour.
Yeah, and labour in entertainment. Like, labour rights in entertainment. I can go on about that for a bit.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really know much, so...
I mean, I don't know how it works in England, but I know that, like... In Spain, and this whole, like, I mean, we are talking about entertainment now with the whole Oscar thing. But, like, for example, another film that came out this year was the Spider-Man film, right?
Which one?
The animated one.
Oh, yeah.
Which is really good, and the animation is really, like, fantastic and this and that. But, and this happens a lot in, like, especially in, like, animation and VFX. Because, like, VFX, they need, like, a team of a lot of people to get, like, those...
Yeah.
Like, in Marvel films, they must need, I don't know, if you see the credits, it's, like... If you get to the part of the credits, it's like an insane list of people from like different countries and that, different companies. And they don't get paid enough. Like, they never get paid enough, and they always, like, whenever one of these films comes out, it's always like, oh, they made us work, you know, 20 hours for the last, you know, for the last 3 weeks.
Yeah,
and it's just, I just think it's like so bad also because, I mean, I'm obviously, you know, a sound engineer, so I kind of, I've suffered it as well in Spain. Yeah, in Spain it's pretty bad, guys. I mean, you basically don't get paid overtime.
That's fucked.
In general, you do like so like my regular day in like this company I work for in Spain. I'm hoping none of them speak English. No, I mean I don't think I'm gonna ever work for them again. But my like the overall day and what's expected of you is to be like a driver. Like, to load up a truck, to be a driver, to drive the truck to wherever, the venue, the event is. You set it up. Then you do, like, your job, which is sound taking, per se. I mean, setting it up is part of your job as well, so I'll accept that. Then you finish the party, which can last to, like, fucking, you know. I mean, I know in the UK parties finish a bit earlier, but, like, in Spain...
But then
they
also start earlier.
Yeah, as well. Yeah, as well. That's true. But, like, in Spain, parties can go on for a long time, especially in the summer. They can go on from, like, 6 to 5, which is, like, 10 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, so 10 hours, if you count... And that's just the party part. That's, like, when the party has started, so you don't even count, like, the 2 hours before you've been setting up. And then you have to, you know, set it... Put it all back, put it in the truck, and drive the truck back to the warehouse or whatever. So it's, like, I mean, you know, I think in UK and US there's a bit more of an established, like, there's it's more unionized, it's more protected, but still, dude, it's like, it's bullshit. It's bullshit. And it's, and the thing is with these thing with, like, the main thing that I think is, like, they take advantage of the people like this job, which they do that everywhere, because they do it in UK and and in the US with these complaints that they get about the VFX team and that. Like they just take advantage that you're doing something you like, and like, oh yeah, you want to like do something that's not really
mainstream, like,
yeah, I get that, you conventional. That's not really, I mean, it's competitive and it's art, and at the end of the day, and I get the fact, like, art overall, like, that's the problem with it, right? That it's not, like, it's not a product per se.
Yeah, it's like the commercialization of art.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the thing. Like, now, like, if you want it to be a product and you want to make money off it, you've got to kind of, which was kind of the other topic I was going to talk about, like, capitalism and art in general. But, like, yeah, that's the thing about it, isn't it? It's like the value that we assign to it, it's just, it's a social value at the end of the day. So it's like, I mean, it's literally like a famous person or not famous person. Like, it's just like, or you see a painting in a museum, it automatically gives it value, right?
Yeah.
Like, just the fact that you see it in a museum, in your brain, you're like, oh, you're going to like give it 5 more seconds.
Yeah.
Then you will give like your friend's painting that he's done in his bedroom, even it could be the exact same painting. And yeah, and I think like I understand it, because I understand that that's the value of it, but at the same time, I think it's like a huge problem, and I mean,
it's undervalued, you know?
Yeah, and it's a systematic problem, right? It's a problem of the way, what, like, how we value things and what we value in our day to day, because what do we value? Nothing.
Philosophical question.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I'll be able to, like, I don't know, it just feels very scary to have a job that's like so competitive and like so subjective.
Like, yeah.
And also, if it's like something that's my passion, I wouldn't want it to be like turn into my work, because I feel like I'd lose the passion for it.
Yeah, that's what's kind of happening to me.
Yeah.
So that's the problem I think a lot of people have with this thing in general, that it like becomes such a, also, like, even if you're like, for example, the VFX thing we were talking about, or something, like, I guess people like walk into like that thinking like, oh yeah, I'm gonna like be drawing all day, I'm gonna be doing this all day, and yeah, and then you end up like not liking it. But like, it happens with every job. Like, that's the thing.
True.
Like, with every job, you end up, I mean, not like, there's some people who love their job, which good for them. But like, I mean, I love my job, but like, yeah, you end up fed up with it some days. You're like, oh my god, fuck this shit.
Yeah, I don't like my job.
Yeah. I mean, so good, no? Like,
I like
it's not your passion, so like, yeah. Evens out.
So we met actually last summer in Mallorca, working for a company in a hotel. I was a swimming teacher, he was a sound tech. We don't want to say the name, because we don't want to get in trouble.
Yeah.
So I might like bleep it. So
yeah,
look forward to that.
You can bleep it.
Yeah.
You better fucking bleep it now.
Yeah.
I would still work for them. So
yeah. He still works for them. So.
So I'm gonna be very politically correct right now.
Yeah. I mean, if it was just me, I'd be like.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. I mean, if I was finished as well, I'd be like.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm, no. I mean, I
like, it's just, I mean, it was a good experience. Like, you get to live in a different country. Definitely
kind of
warm. Well, yeah. Usually, you get to live in a different country, like in my case.
Yeah.
And then you get to spend the summer there working, earning a bit of money, and then you can go home or go to a different country, which is fun, but you also don't really get paid much. And like, I think some of the people who did the most work, like having to do all the daily activities and then also perform in the evenings, do all of this stuff, they got paid like not enough at all compared to like how much TUI makes.
Yeah.
And it's fucked up. And I think they should all unionize.
I mean, yeah.
But it's hard to do that when it's like an international company.
people should unionize, like, yeah, overall, in general. Like, yeah. Yes, full stop. Like, why do people not talk about this? Mm. That fucks me up. Like, yeah. Guys, my music is about unionizing, so check it out.
Oh, yeah, you know? Yeah. I recommended your music at the end of one of the podcasts.
Yeah, I heard.
Yeah, thanks. So, guys.
I was just doing that last year, just like, yeah, plug, just throwing plug, it out, plug. Just plugging it in. Just Antifa music, guys, come on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I just think people should unionize in general, like in any sort of like thing. And then also, like, actually, so I'm going to talk. Oh, shit, I don't know if I should say this. So I was doing stuff to not incentivize. I mean, I wasn't unionizing everyone. And like, people are not aware of.
Yeah,
a lot of stuff, or like their rights, or like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
What is, you know, kind of,
yeah, a lot of,
like,
people,
what is, people don't question whether it's correct or not,
cause yeah, the company, they just like lick the boot,
yeah, you know? Basically, because it's like, what, I mean, we're all taught to do that, right?
Yeah,
I mean, I did that as well, like, when I started working and that, like, I just did like whatever the fuck I was told to do. I still do it if I need to be there, you know,
yeah.
Or like if it's but like, you don't have to really do, you know, everything your boss tells you.
Yeah, I mean, like, so my current job, I have my set shift.
Yeah.
It starts at 9, so I will be on the poolside ready to teach.
Yeah.
At 9. Like, I won't be late. But then apparently
we're
meant to come in 15 minutes early to set up.
Yeah.
But I don't get paid for those 15 minutes. And also, like, that would mean I have to wake up, like, hella early.
Yeah.
And I just don't... I don't get paid for that shit, so...
Yeah.
If it's not in my contract, it's not in my, like... That's not my shift, so I don't care. And I've told my boss that. Like, well, you don't pay me to show up early.
I mean, good on you for telling.
Yeah, and then there are these other teachers who are getting so mad at it, like, mad at me.
Yeah.
I'm like, why... Like, don't get mad at me. Like...
That's,
just
yeah,
you don't have to get there hella early as well, like.
Yeah, that's the thing, people don't like, they'll blame you for like, because they're so used to doing it, and then they're like, they feel resent that you don't do it later,
yeah,
right,
yeah,
that you don't, like, oh yeah, you don't put up with the shit.
Yeah, exactly,
which is such bullshit, because like, I mean, I'm gonna do say like a big generalization now, but I feel like millennials and like older generations, like, that's the attitude, right?
Yeah.
Overall, like,
yeah.
Oh yeah, you guys can't buy a house because you buy avocado toast.
Yeah.
Like, that's the narrative.
That's what they told the millennials.
Oh, that's what they told them? Oh
yeah,
so like, whatever. Like, I just mean like previous generations. Like, the thing is, like, guys, like, you, like, I know you've put up with this shit, but the whole point is so like other people don't.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, why would you want other people to put up with it?
Like, why, like,
and it happens a lot. Like, in work environment, you see that a lot as well. Because you see people, like, from different generations.
Yeah, like a seniority complex.
Yeah, and, like, and there's some people, like, it doesn't apply to everyone. There's some people that are really nice and they realize this. Or they just, you know, like, they might not understand you and they just put up, like, they're just like, okay, whatever. They won't snitch on you or whatever. But there's some people, and I mean, it doesn't have to be older. It can be people your age as well. Like, there's some people that are just so, like, brainwashed that they'll just fuck you over if you like don't play by the rules of the company or whatever.
It's like, oh, like, why? This isn't gonna help you, like,
dude, because people think it's a cult. It's like,
it's cult.
I mean, yeah, a cult, but like, every company is a cult
at
the end of the day, kind of. You know, that's why, like, I actually saw a thing about it, that's why they have also you know, like, you have your dinners you have to go to, your parties. This is all, like, it's team building. Yeah, it's true. Like, it's so, like, your whole, like, environment becomes that at the end of the day.
My, all the other teachers apparently have, they have, like, this WhatsApp group.
Yeah. And you're not invited.
Well, no, because, like, there was this other, they, like, mentioned it, and then there's this other new teacher. Well,
yeah.
I'm not new. I've been there for, like, a year. But, like, new compared to the rest of them.
Yeah.
And then they, like, mentioned, like, some WhatsApp group, and they're like, oh, haven't we added you yet? And then they added her.
Wow.
And then I was like there, and they were like, oh, do you want me to, like, do you want us to add you? And
you're like, nah, it's fine.
No, I was actually like, I'm good.
That's hilarious though.
So I don't want
to. That's a good,
like,
attitude to have though, I think.
Like, I don't want to hang out with these people.
Yeah. I mean, it's fine, right? You don't.
Yeah.
You don't have to be friends with everyone.
Yeah. I mean, I don't mind them, but I'm also like, I don't really.
You don't have, like, any interest.
Yeah, I just don't want to.
I mean, I've made, like, really good friends at work. And like in different kinds of work, even in this job in Spain, like people that are much older than me and this and that, and I really appreciate them. But yeah, like I don't think like we have a relationship that we'll talk once in a while, but I don't think I want to see them like on a day-to-day
basis.
Yeah,
it's like
work, like I see you enough,
work,
you know.
Friendship.
Yeah, and I see you enough at work also. So like when we're working together, like I have better relationships with people after we stop working together usually.
Yeah.
Like, you know, because
you get sick of each other.
Dude, cuz I mean, I don't want to see your face. Like I literally say this at work sometimes. Like I'm like, when I'm done here, I don't want to see you. Like I'm sorry, it's just a reminder of work.
Build our quota.
Or we end up talking about work as well, which is fucking like that happened in summer all the fucking time.
Yeah.
Like everything people talked about was work.
Mm-hmm.
And cuz like it's all because then you like go out and there's other people from other hotels.
Oh
like, this
God.
Is a full on cult.
It was a cult.
Like,
it
it's a full on
cult.
That's why I kept telling everyone. And nobody, and people were looking at me like, I'm crazy.
Oh my God. No. Oh my God.
It was a cult. We literally, there was literally like, I would do this joke about one of the, you know, I mean, you're going to have to bleep this out as well. But like, stuff. Like,
oh
the,
my God.
You remember this joke? Or?
Wait,
sorry. Babies.
What's
like in a circle.
Yeah, you get initiated.
Yeah,
like dressing up in the like mascot.
But the thing is, like, when you talk to other people from other hotels, it's the same. Like,
yeah,
like they're the same. A lot of them.
No, but
like,
for real, it's a cult. Like, you all have to learn the exact same dances and songs, and you have to wear the same costumes.
Yeah,
and oh my God.
I mean, but that's all fine. The thing is that people believe it.
Yeah,
that's the problem. Like, the you and your like outside of work, you're like. Like, I mean, you know, like our boss as well. Like, she would literally, like, I literally had an argument with her about this.
Mm.
Like, one day. Were you there?
No.
Because she, like, told, like a bartender from another hotel. Like, she kind of, like, not tell him off, but she was like, yeah, you can't wear the uniform outside because
oh,
he
God.
Had a drink or something. And I was like, bro, like, the guy just probably just finished, like, a 10-hour shift or something.
Yeah.
He just wants to get a drink and
a
smoke
break.
A fag.
Yeah.
And then you're like, you shouldn't be wearing this.
Actually, you could get in trouble.
Yeah. And, you're like, you're not even his
stop
boss.
Stop snitching. Like, you're not even from the same hotel. Like,
yeah,
calm down.
Like, who cares, bro? Who cares? Oh, and, like, and literally, I was telling her, like, because I see that, and I'm like, bro, like, what are you doing? Like, that's the cringest thing ever.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm like, what's, like, what are you doing? Why do you have to do this? Why do you feel that you have to do this? She's like, no, it's been my company for, like, however many years and blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah, but it's not, like, it's not your mum.
Yeah.
You know, like, they're not your mum.
They're not going to give you, like, a pay rise for telling that guy off. Like,
yeah.
You know what was so fucked up about?
We're talking way too much about this.
But, you know,
like I'm going to just get fired now, like, as soon as you upload this. Yeah. About bleep, 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 bleep. Just.
So there's, like, in the hotel, they're obviously the main hotel where all the guests stay, and then in the basement,
oh fuck,
there are all these rooms. It's like this whole network.
It's a dungeon.
Tunnels. It's a dungeon. It's a fuck. They look like prison. Like
no,
rooms.
It was.
They are literally prison rooms, and like they get all basically terrible. And I think last season, the season before, I was there.
Yeah,
they had to live in the basement, but then. It's all, like, the fucking basement's, like, mold growing everywhere. Like, it's cold, disgusting.
Yeah, moist.
Moist. So they, like, I think complained, and then we actually got moved to a different...
Someone got an infection.
Yeah, fucking hell.
Someone got an infection, and someone complained about it, obviously, and then they...
And then they moved us to, like, this small hotel nearby that we can all, like, travel to and from. But then it was even more fucked up, is that... Then the like local staff,
yeah,
like
the Spanish people,
yeah,
the people who serve drinks, basically.
They have to work. They have to fucking live in the basement.
Yeah.
When it's like clearly that's not.
And there was a flood.
Yeah. Oh my God.
And their
and
shit got all fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like,
it's so
how can
up.
You how can you like acknowledge that it's not a place that people should be living?
Yeah.
And then still make people live down there.
I mean, you know that literally I'm gonna spill a lot of shit right now. But you know they literally like would punish them. Like they wouldn't give them breakfast sometimes.
What the
or some
fuck?
Shit like that. Like literally, yeah.
What?
And this is Spain, everyone.
That's
so, like this is not like, you know,
what the
like
fuck?
Like yeah. No, literally like and I actually told one of the girls there, okay, like I'm hoping no like this doesn't
nobody's
this doesn't become viral like
bro, nobody's gonna listen
yeah. But like this girl got Like, because she was, like, having... Like, she got late there one day. I don't remember exactly. But she got late one day. And then it was like, oh, so I'm going to punish you, like, not feeding you that day. Because, like, they depend on...
Wait, what the fuck is this? Like, Oliver Twist?
Yeah, yeah, no, literally. Like, I mean, Spain is Oliver Twist.
Yeah.
And then, like, another time she got late as well. And it was like, oh, I'm not going to pay you this day or something. And Bro. Then, like... And she was leaving. So, like, we had a good... We have a good relationship. I mean, we haven't spoken that much since. But, like, yeah, we have a pretty cool relationship. And, yeah... So I was like, so, like, why don't you go to the fucking union? Like, because you can just go to union. Like, in Spain, what you do is you go and you can get, like, you don't have to become a member, but you can,
that's pretty sick.
You can pay for, like, you can either become a member or you can pay to someone to just, like, have Help. A little chat with you that day. You know, like, it's 20 euro or something.
Mm.
And, yeah, and I'm like, because, you know, because people, like, they hear, like, union and they, like, freak out.
Yeah, they're like, no. They steal your money.
Yeah, they're like, I mean, they're like, yeah, freaking out. And I'm like, girl, like, that's illegal, blah, blah. Like, you should go and just, you know, just pay. And, like, even if you don't, like, start any shit, at least you know, right? Like, that's what I told her. Like, at least you know, like, how illegal it is what they've done. Like, like, you're aware. Like, even if you don't want to, like, start some shit because you don't want to get in trouble with the hotel, you don't want to get in trouble with certain people, just, like, just so you're aware, right? Because at least you know, and at least... You know, like, if you have an actual argument, like, you can bring it up, or, like, you know, if you need to, like, yeah, like, fucking, like, send them, take them to court with it. Yeah. Like, fuck it. And, yeah, and I told her, and she went, and she's not going back to the hotel, that's for sure. Like, she's not going to work there again, that's for sure. Just people should unionize. And also, like, people think, like, they, like, oh, no, if I do this, I'm going to get in trouble. They're, like, more afraid, like, they're more afraid of you once you're there and you're unionized than the other way around. Like,
cause
they know.
That's why they put in all the efforts, like, union burst.
Yeah, exactly. Because they know how illegal the shit like, they're doing is. So, like, if you actually do something about it, they know they're fucked.
Exactly.
Basically. Which has happened, like, in a lot of jobs, and I've heard this happen to a lot of people as well. Like, once you tell them, like, oh, yeah, I mean, according to this law, according to this, this and that, you can't do this. People, like, your boss will become the sweetest pussycat ever. Like, it'll be, oh, no, let's talk about it, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, like, we're all friends here, blah, blah, we're family, da, da.
Old family, yeah, that's a classic one.
That's a classic, yeah.
Family.
Oh, my God. And the parties they had us to.
Oh, my God.
And you left early, like.
Yeah.
You didn't go to the end of season party, right?
No,
oh,
I was
my
God.
Gone. That shit was so cringe, bro. Like... That shit was so cringe, and I was like excited about it too. But I mean, yeah, because
like it's
I'm like, yeah, free drinks, like who cares, you know? But like, it was kind of cringe. I mean, to be honest,
find another job.
Now. We're talking a lot of shit about it, but like, I'm gonna say, and I've said this to you before, like it's pretty good job for a young person.
Yeah, like I did enjoy my time.
Yeah, like it's a chill. Like if you're in the like if you're not, you know, waiting staff or anything like that.
Yeah,
like it's a pretty good job for. For like a young person, because like you get paid. I mean, I get paid pretty well, and I don't work like that. Like compared to other jobs I've had, I don't work that much. And you get fed, you get housing. You know, if you want to get out of your parents' house, which is highly recommendable. Like you get like all your necessities covered for really.
Mm. But as a long time job,
no way. But like it's, I think it's good. And I mean, for like what I'm doing, the entertainment thing, I think it's pretty good.
Mm.
Like, you know, it could be so much worse.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. It could be worse.
It could be so much worse.
But it also could be better.
It could be better. It can always be better.
Yeah. So at the end of the thing, I do like.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
know, some media.
I forgot about
this. If you've listened, you'll know.
Yeah, yeah. No, you want me to go?
Yeah, you can go first.
So I've watched this series called, I've been watching it in your flat actually, called Blue Eyed Samurai.
Ooh.
And it's so fucking good. Like, I mean, I'm like
it's
a bit of
Netflix.
Yeah, it's on Netflix. And it's like, I don't think people have heard about it. Like, I'm surprised this hasn't become like a huge thing. Because it's like Netflix, I'm not a Netflix fan to be honest. Like Netflix produces a lot of shows
shit.
And a lot of them are shit.
Oh my God.
Which one?
Pisses me off. Like, it's become... Now it's become like so common for shows to just have the first season, it'd be like 6 episodes per season.
Yeah.
and then it just gets cancelled.
Yeah, right.
And, like, they can
the
be
good
like
ones.
Really good shows.
Yeah, exactly.
And they just cancel them and then start a new one because it's like more profitable to just.
Yeah, I guess so.
Like, pay for like,
pay for
a pilot.
New shows, I guess. Yeah.
And I'm like, I just hate it.
Yeah, especially when like this seems to happen when they're really good as well.
Mm, they just get cancelled. I'm like.
So I hope this one doesn't get cancelled because it's really good. Yeah, and it's about like it's about a white girl basically born in Japan, like half white girl born in Japan, and I don't know what century, but like during samurai times, basically, and like it's really good. It's animated, and she's like looking for her dad to kill him.
Oh my god!
Yeah, it's so like I just love it because it's so like action heavy and so dark and everything. Yeah, it's really good.
Any songs?
Oh yeah, I've been listening to a lot of Nux. He's from London as well.
Okay, I can do some.
Yeah, you do.
I'm just looking at my top Spotify songs from the last month.
Yeah.
When I'm Alone by Lizzie. Erase/Rewind, The Cardigans. Ventura Highway by America and George Martin. And I've been really into Snow Strippers recently. And I recently watched The Boy and the Heron with my little sister. And it's a Studio Ghibli film.
Right.
It's pretty good. So those are my media of the weeks.
Yeah. Studio Ghibli's always good. Yeah, I mean, I got this guy called Ants Live. I think he's from UK as well. It's the song is called Cutlery. I think it's really, like, it's really a vibe. And the way he raps, it's really good. I listened to Sonda, Baldwin Park, which is Brent Fayaz with like some other producers. Ooh. Oh, and there's this guy. He's also from here. I actually met him super randomly the other day. Like, I found him online, like in Spain. I found him online and I just started following him. And then like I met him in an event, literally.
Damn.
Yeah, like he played this song and I was like, bro, like I recognize this song. Yeah, that's like never happened to me. And yeah, the guy's called Raya, I think. It's RYA, and the song is Float. And it's a really good song. And yeah, like, whoever listens to this should check him out.
Okay. Oh, okay, my last one. I have one more song. Oral by Bjork and Rosalia.
Oh, wow.
And guys, go listen to it. And then tell me, do you think Rosalia's doing an Icelandic accent? Is she putting on an... Because I can't tell if she's, like, trying to copy Björk's accent or if it's just, like, a Spanish accent. And I'm... Because she's singing with Björk, I'm, like...
You're confused.
Making it up in my head.
Yeah.
But I think she's really trying to sound like Björk's Icelandic accent. So listen to it. Let me know. So, if you have anything to comment...
No, just thanks. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no, thanks for coming.
And unionize everyone.
Unionize.
Just unionize.
So thank you for listening. And goodbye.
Bye bye.